Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there. In...
Hello, hello, hello. This is Totes.
Oh my god, this is Hiccupies.
It's Hiccupies. He's like a little hippopotamus. He's just hiccuping.
Hippopotamo.
There's a lot of White Castles around here. So, y'all, we're still up in the Plains Field. Well, actually, we're in Aurora. Or no, they think this is Naperville.
Yep, we're heading home.
We're heading home. It's about 7:01. No, it actually is 7:01. About
hiccups.
7:01.
Y'all, don't you hate when you got the hiccups?
Girl, we just ate the shit out of some breadsticks, some
at
soup.
At Olivia Gardens.
Some soup and some salad. I didn't really like the salad because they fucking drowned that shit in dressing. I don't like it. And they put half a fucking onion.
I love onions.
What? And they put some olives, oddly enough. Anyway.
God, excuse me. I'm sorry.
He's having a fit over here. A hiccupy fit. So,
We just finished, well, not just finished, but...
We finished craft shopping.
Yeah.
Prior to Olivia Gardens. And then, prior to that, we had just finished Hiccupies.
4 hours of tattoo.
Tattooing session. Which was, I would like to say, I would think that it was extremely painful for him.
Oh, my God. It was... Excuse me. That was the worst... session so far.
I mean, they were all up under your arm, and that should look like it hurt.
It felt like it was like she was just like, just stick a knife in my armpit. That's what it felt like.
That's very graphic.
If you've never had a tattoo before, it kind of constantly feels like you have a sunburn and a cat is scratching it. That's what it feels like.
I really kind of think that's a little extreme.
No, that's what it feels like. It feels like a sunburn, and it feels like a cat is
scratching.
On your back.
Or like you have a heavy cotton t-shirt on, and it's scratching you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I always say that the most painful part of the tattoo feels like you're getting tons and tons of paper cuts. Like just constantly.
Or someone's just constantly pulling a hair out of your arm.
Like, yeah, like one of those really tough, long hairs.
Yeah. Woo! Like one of those ones that are in a mole.
Yeah, that it's like, why are you pulling out pubes from your arms?
Right. Ew.
whose asshole were you up on? Anyways, so yeah, so now we're headed home. It's been an extremely long day. We've been together since, what, like 9:30 or so? And this
bitch...
We
haven't killed each other.
No. But this bitch over here, I mean, she was a little hangry this morning. I mean, she...
Gas is fucking 209 here.
I think that's unlimited member, so it's 222.
I'll become an unlimited member. Excuse me.
Anyway. He was a little angry this morning.
Baby, I was needed to so get some, hungry.
He needed to get some food. He was cursing out the drivers. No drivers around us. Just cursing people out left and right.
Stop it.
Anyway, so what do we have to talk about? Because I
want to talk about how I'm in a fucking carb coma right now and I'm about to pass out driving.
Because we have about 40 minutes for this adventure.
To get home, yeah.
No, that's just to get to my house. Yeah. And then you got...
90 minutes after that. Lord Jesus.
It is not that far. I mean, you exaggerate.
You guys, it's kind of chilly here. It's 55 degrees outside. And
Fat boy weather.
I had a fucking tank top on because I wear a tank top when I get the tattoo done.
Oh my god,
that didn't work. And so the shirt that I brought was God damn it. The shirt that I brought was too tight for my arm. For my arm to go through without it hurting my tattoo.
For those of you who did not understand that, because he's clearly speaking retard. Right. He said, for those of you... he brought a shirt with him, but the arms are too tight. And so when he puts on... If you were to put on the shirt, it would scratch at his arm. And it would hurt. But there was an area, I'm not going to lie, there was an area on his arm
that
where he
real
got...
scary.
He got... Where, you know, the his artist worked on, and it's like a flower. It got real mad. It was pissed.
It was all raised up and gross.
It was, like, swollen up gross. It looked like the hair follicles. Like, he had tons of hair there. And they literally pulled it out one by one. It was pretty graphic. And it was bleeding like crazy. Oh.
Excuse me.
Anyways, so yeah, so he's doing much better now. He ain't bitching and moaning about it.
No, seriously, I was having to take a breath, like every 3 seconds.
That's because you,
y'all. This just shows that we're real people and we have real people problems.
Girl, you can't even speak without hiccuping. He's like, this is, we got real people problems.
Okay.
Anyways.
Please report it ahead.
Oh.
Thanks.
Popo. Call the popo, ho. I ain't scared of no popo.
All right, so roll the window up and we'll turn the heat off.
It was just getting a little hot. I think I'm like, fat boy is sinking
there,
in.
Girl, there.
Oh my god, so one of my friends was sending me pictures of like 1944, and I was rocking a real thin body. Well, thinner than I am now, for sure. I was
girl,
rocking
that
some.
Was 2014.
Right. It was 2 days ago. Somehow I ballooned up.
It's called Coke bloat.
Right. It's Diet Coke, bitch. Diet Coke bloat.
Diet Coke bloat.
Anyway, so. I was looking at, and I was telling Ricky, I'm like, look at them fucking teeth.
Oh my God.
They're so white. One. Two, look at them fucking eyebrows. Like,
literally
super
had 14 caterpillars on his face.
Like, it literally. No, okay, first of all, that implies that my fucking eyebrows were bushy, and they're not.
They weren't bushy, they were thick, though.
They were a little. No, they actually
no,
were.
No, like, width thick.
No, they actually were thinner.
Okay.
Now they're.
No, you look like a chola.
No, they weren't that thick.
Yeah. Girl,
no, chola eyebrows are thin.
You took...
Chola eyebrows are thin.
Not the new cholas.
Oh, I don't know about the new cholas.
You took the fat end of the Sharpie marker.
Exit right.
I just went...
Okay, some little Indian woman...
You had calligraphy all over your face.
Someone was trying to do that old English block style
right.
On my face. That little Indian woman at one of the at the Lincolnwood Mall
who was using Exit her dental
right,
floss.
Chicago.
Who was using a floss, like a thread, to thread my eyebrows. And when them bitches get a hold of your eyebrows with them threads,
woo,
girl, they're gonna take painful. They take out layers and layers upon layers upon layers of skin. So you essentially have hair and then raw. It's like. I've done that several times. I've only had one time did she ever, like, hit blood.
They can cut you, right?
Yeah, well, of course, because it pulls the skin. And what it does is that it's pulling the hair follicle out. So,
ouch.
Like, you know.
Ouch.
It's all good. My eyebrows were looking real fleeky. I was putting that Kim Kardashian West.
Ugh.
On, I was putting her on blast with my eyebrows.
Don't fucking say her name in this car. I hate that bitch.
Okay, enough of your hating.
Please
drive
for 14 minutes to I-290 North,
I-290
West.
I-290 North, I-290 West.
She sounds like she's getting a little confused.
Right. Bitch, she broke up.
I can't believe I got hiccups still. 10 minutes.
Oh, God, get a hold of yourself. Anyway, so, what else do we want to talk about? Oh my God, let's talk about the faces that Hillary Clinton was making in the
fucking Benghazi shit?
In the congressional addressing.
Why are they still doing that?
This is so fucking, it's such a waste of money. I mean, her face was like, bitch, I got better things to do than sit here. And then when she was like, that one of the women had the nerve to ask her, so when you went home, were you home alone? And she was like, yes. And the lady repeated the question, so you were home alone? And she starts laughing. Hillary Clinton starts laughing. She's like, of course I was home alone. Who else would have been? And the girl, the lady, congressional person, literally asks her, stops her in the middle of life and asks her, oh, you think this is funny? Why do you think this is funny? And she's like, I don't think this is funny. I'm asking you a serious question. I mean, about that, at that point, I started fucking laughing. I was like, this bitch, she got some fucking nerve.
Right.
Who the hell you think you're talking to? She is lady president-to-be. And you are up there trying to ask about who the hell she got at her house?
Right.
I mean, please.
Y'all wasn't asking Bill Clinton that late. Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you were. No, it was more like, who's under your desk?
Right.
anyways, her faces were fucking priceless. And there's a meme going around where she's got a piece of paper. She's holding a piece of paper up because it looks like she's turning pages or something. Uh-huh. And it's got a middle finger pointing at the camera.
I mean, it's stupid.
It's a waste of money. We found out already that there was nothing that needed to be, like, concerned about.
Right.
She did what she needed to do. She did as much as she could do. I don't understand why we keep trying to rehash. You know, I feel like...
Because they don't want her to be president.
I think that the Republican Party is persecuting her because they really don't want her to be president, because they know that when she becomes president,
she is going to
clean that fucking house. And by house, we mean White House, not the House of Representatives.
Because Bill Clinton will not be there.
No, he'll be there, but he just will not be handling that shit.
Right.
Because let's be clear. When President Clinton was in office, it was really...
She was president.
Exactly. So she has experience at being president.
I love how they portray her on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you see that skit where she was on?
The
where
bartender.
She was a bartender?
Yeah.
And the girl that was playing her as president... President
Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, president-to-be Hillary Clinton. She was like, well, you took your time.
Yeah. She goes, yeah, you're right.
She's like, you could have done it a little quicker.
Oh, excuse me. She's her like, name was Val, right?
Yeah, Val, you could have done it a little quicker. She's like, well, no, you could have. And then she's like, yeah, you're right. Which I think is kind of cute, because at least you know that Hillary Clinton was in on the joke, right. You know what I mean? So you know that she can laugh at herself. The thing that I'm really excited about with her potentially becoming president is the fact that if she does become president, we have now had two presidents. She would be the second president in a row that is actually making change in this country. And she doesn't have to come into office to clean house.
Because it'll be already clean for her. It'll be like she's doing...
a little dusting. Right. Little spring cleaning. A little winter cleaning. It's going to be really interesting. Although I don't really know much about Bernie Sanders. A lot of people like him. But he's doing it. Not that he's doing worse than Hillary Clinton, because he's not. But he's not doing as good as Hillary Clinton is. He is very close, though. A lot of people are saying that, like, there's no way the Democratic Party is going to give him the nomination because he's an extremely liberal Jew.
Is he Jewish?
Yeah, he's Jewish. I mean, Bernie Sanders, come on now.
I'm not racist, so I wouldn't think that.
I mean, you don't have to be racist to know Jewish names. But anyway, so it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, look, I'm going to vote for the person that I feel is really going to bring it to the table.
So Jeb Bush?
I mean, Donald Trump. Yeah. You know. Because he's always yelling. I don't understand why he's got to yell. It's like, why are you yelling?
You're such a loser.
Right. Get out of here. You're such a loser.
You're such a loser.
And then, you know, of course, he's got the demon sitting on his head.
It's like the Furby.
Yeah. It literally looks like he stuck his head up a vagina and took all the hair that was with him.
It looks like he went to the cornfield, pulled all the silk hair out of the corn, and stuck it on top of his head.
Yes, honey. Get that silky smooth hair.
So, right now, I'm Hillary Clinton. It may change, but for right now, I would love to see her president. Or if she's president and Bernie Sanders could be vice president or vice versa, whatever.
I wonder if that would happen. I wonder if she would see that having him on board would be an extremely good thing for her campaign.
I don't
know.
We'll see. It's we still have a year to go, so.
Yeah, but you know it's going to get really heavy now, that like, campaigning-wise.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm already starting to get, like, 18 different Democratic Hillary Clinton and Obama emails.
I get 8 of them, like, a day.
It's
and
like...
each one of them is asking for $3.
Or a dollar.
I'm like... no.
It's like, no, I ain't got a fucking
dollar.
It's
not time yet.
I just...
it's like asking for a Christmas present in February. That's what it's like. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. I mean, of course, as always, we know everything in nothing.
We know, we're licensed in everything, but know nothing about anything.
So we will always keep you up to date with the news. We will go ahead and report all any updates, and we will give you our political standpoints.
Right. Which I don't even really talk about. So.
Right. You know, to be quite honest with you, I'm still kind of like... I mean, I know that, like, neither of us are necessarily Republican. At least not right now, right? But doesn't it make you kind of, like, in... not... how do I say this? Doesn't it sort of... make it sort of alarming that the Republican Party has the people that they have running?
Oh,
and that really, when it comes down to it, like... I think everyone across the nation is like, really, who are they going to nominate?
Right.
Because it's like, I mean, you have Jeb Bush, which I personally think that even though he's an idiot as well, like among all of them, he's probably the least idiot because he actually has, you know, he's been in power, not
we
in power,
do
but
not
he's,
need another Bush.
But
sorry.
But he has been, at least he's been a political leader
no
of some sort.
No more Bush.
No more Bush. Everybody.
No more Bush.
No more Bush. That was from way back.
Wait.
No more Bush.
That's Janet.
Yeah. Hee-hoo. So, So it'll be interesting to see who the Republican Party nominates. Because honestly, I really don't know who they would. There's so many, like, so many people are dropping out left and right because they don't have enough money, right? Because, like, the presidential races are always based on who can run the most.
Right.
Oddly enough, with Bernie Sanders, he's got so much fucking money, and dude, he has run on it on his own accord. Like, it's insane the amount of money that he's put up on his own versus how much he's collected. You know what I'm saying? So, and he's been doing it the way that I think most presidential candidates should, because then what happens is if they were to switch the way that happens, like cap the amount of money that actually gets put into a political race for a candidate, like I think that would help in lobbyists and filibuster and all that shit. It would definitely diminish that, and we could actually get laws, you know, put into place, because that's the reason why we have idiots like the NRA running the Republican Party, because they get so much money and there's no cap on it.
No what? Caps.
No caps.
All right, let's get away from political
stuff.
Because that bores me.
Ugh, it bores
y'all,
you.
We have to talk about something even more important.
I mean, it's political in its own.
It's, I mean, it changed the world.
I wouldn't go that far, but okay. So, do you want me to... hello?
All right, so last Sunday on X Factor in the UK, they went to a commercial break. It was like a Tic Tac commercial. Then, wait, did we talk about this already on the show?
No.
Okay. So then after that commercial, it's solid blank screen. and you hear, hello? You know, I can't sing. But it's the words. And y'all, it's fucking Adele. Fucking Adele is singing a song. People went batshit crazy. They're like, oh my God, oh my God. And it was like 15 seconds, all black screen, and then it stopped. There's no announcement. You didn't know it was Adele. She didn't announce any albums or anything. World goes crazy. Twitter went fucking crazy.
It shut down.
So then
the internet next day, shut down and said, blam, shut down.
On Wednesday, after 72 days of not tweeting, because I follow her on
right,
Twitter,
of course.
And she had her a Twitter change. She finally is Adele now and not official Adele. So, which probably means she bought out the person that had Adele.
So that I mean, that kind of fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But if it was someone that was just named Adele, I mean, that's a good paycheck.
Right. So, she tweeted, and you know how artists, like, they'll do an explanation, but they'll write it in, like, a note form and then take a picture of it and put it on Twitter?
Girl, it's called Word.
Yeah.
She did it up on that Words.
She did that, and she was explaining, you know, she's sorry 25 took so long. It was the year that she, like, you know, was finding herself. Last 21 was a breakup album. This is a makeup album kind of thing.
Right.
Y'all, the next day, she released a single and a video and the set list of her next album and the date.
Girl, I mean, it was like 1-2 punch.
Died. And so died. Friday morning, when I woke up, the first thing I did was turned off my alarm. And
adjusted his Woody. Turned off the alarm. Yeah. Oh. Do you not get those anymore?
Morningwood, yes. I love when I get Morningwood.
No,
like,
girl,
oh,
where are you
so
going?
Young enough.
Why are you taking...
I-290 West.
It says I-94, 290 West.
Oh. Well, that's stupid. Because you can say on 290 West or East. Oh, I don't know. I don't like this way it's taking you.
Well, whatever. So, I listened to it, and I sobbed in bed. I was crying as soon as I woke up.
Yeah, it's taking you to O'Hare. I don't know if that's the right way, but that's okay, fine. Whatever, just stand here.
Should I go to...
Well, because you can keep going straight, and then it just stay on going east, and then get off at Harlem and...
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be a little easier. Because this is going to take you all around. See, you're going to, like... Oh, maybe that's why. Oh,
what?
You're fine. You're okay. Fine.
But y'all... But
make sure that you're on East, Chicago East.
We are.
Okay. I can't see from the trucks.
So. I-294 North,
I-290
West.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, shut up. So, her song made me cry. I was like, oh my God, it's so good. So...
Anyway.
I can't wait for the album. I think the song was amazing.
In 1,000 feet.
It was totally, like, unexpected. I loved it. And I listened to it all fucking day yesterday.
Stay to the right, US 12, US 20, US 45,
you know what?
Mannheim Road.
Just fine. Just over here. I like the song. I did, you know, when I first heard it, I was like, this is really good. Like, I love the words. That's what I, you know, I'm all about the lyrical music, the lyrics and the emotion that she's evoking. And that's the one thing that I really like about Adele is that she's able to evoke so much emotion in a song. So she, you know, like, she can get the feels really quick.
I think, but also, like, all of her songs, when she sings it, you know she fucking means it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She can evoke that emotion. The only thing that I didn't, that I just, the thing that I'm disappointed about.
In 4 miles, exit to exit 21A,
Death
Plains Avenue.
Oh, fine. The thing that just sort of, I'm like, there's nothing new, there's nothing fresh about it. It sounds very similar to her other stuff. So it's not like you're going to get like this whole complete new sound. She is singing a little differently. Like her, oh shit, girl.
This is why it told me to go the other way.
Yep. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, girl.
I'm fine.
Yeah, because you fucking stopped like half a block away. Ugh.
Somebody slammed on their brakes though.
Yeah, because you can smell the oh, that's why I told me to take, that's why I told you to take the other way. That's okay, you can get off at 25th Avenue. Whenever we get closer, you can get off there. And we can go up. It's fine. Anyway, so that's the only thing that I didn't like about the only thing I didn't like about the song is that I felt like it was something that she left off on her last album, 21. So I was just kind of like, this isn't really new. It's not really, like, fresh. But it was good. Like, it's good to hear from her. Her vocals are, as always, they're on point. But it just wasn't something that was totes fresh. Mm. You know what I mean? So I'm really excited to hear. Like, I'm excited that she's coming back. Because regardless, I love her music. And so I will always listen. Because I just think she's a good singer. And I love hearing her. And I think that she's able to give you the cry moments and whatever when you need them. So that's what I like.
Gives me the feels.
But so it'll be. I really am curious to hear her record. But when I look at the record titles, like the track list, a lot of it sounds like the same shit she did with 21. So it'll be interesting. I just hope that it's not. I really do hope that it's something fresh. But you know what? Maybe that's her style, and maybe that's, you know, and she's always just going to sound very similar to her other stuff.
Well, and I think she's like a ballad person. She's not a person that's going to come out with a dance song.
No. And I'm not saying she, that's what I'm expecting of her. Of course, I know that she is more of a balladeer than, you know, a true pop artist. But, you know, she can switch it up a little bit, you know, like in terms of like, the way that her vocals are laid and the way that her that her tracks are laid. So, but who knows, it'll be interesting to see what, you know, it'll be interesting to listen to what the album sounds like, really, because I mean that's really going to be really how much she's changed, you know what I mean?
I was listening to an interview she was in, and she was,
you want to get like, no, 25 North, I'm sorry.
Oh. She said that she was, you know, she's been gone for like 4 years. Well, although she did Skyfall,
well, she's which technically was 3 years gone ago. For yeah, 3 years ago. Music-wise, she's been gone.
That doesn't really count. I mean, it's one song. So, I mean, it's not like, you know. But she said she was so afraid that the commercial thing was going to flop that people wouldn't understand. Like, they wouldn't know it was her. And I'm like, there's no way somebody would hear a commercial like that and not know it was not her.
Right. Her voice is so distinct.
So, and she says she was, like, super nervous. And when you're listening to her at the station, she was at some, you know, the UK's radio station or whatever.
Of course.
But she started to cry, like, when she was talking because she was so, like, fucking nervous.
Yeah.
That...
Well,
you know.
I think it's, I mean, you know, this, so this is the problem that's, so this is what's wrong with music. We celebrate the young artists, right? Because we, like, we are all about the young people, and we put them up in these pedestals, and we put them up in these places where everything that, they could fucking shit on a stick, put it out, and people would eat it up like it was fucking ice cream.
Lady Gaga.
And the problem is that people like her, Taylor Swift, or whatever, they're not going to sell those kinds of records when they get older. And so they tend to...
I don't think Adele's in the same thing as Taylor Swift.
Are you kidding me? She got over 100 million views on her fucking YouTube video.
No, but...
That's insane.
No, what I'm saying is I think Adele in her 40s and 50s will sell music before Taylor Swift will.
Not to the stature that she will today.
Not right now, but she will.
Oh, sure.
Taylor Swift won't be lasting that long. You're
misunderstanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that this group, this class of artists now, what I'm saying, what's wrong with it is that we so over saturate the market with these people, and then we abundantly celebrate them. Yes, we celebrate them so much that we build them up so much that when they get to the point that they are like Madonna, Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, that age, they're never going to hit those numbers ever again, ever. Like, they won't hit millions of records.
That's been in the music industry forever.
I understand, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, we should give them more realistic, instead of, you know, oversaturating the market with the same songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one wants to hear Hello 83 times in 1 hour. Like, I mean, I love Adele and all, but I don't want to hear that fucking song 83 times in an hour. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to hear fucking...
But if you have someone that's into Adele just as much as you're into Janet, that person's going to want to hear that song. So it's, you know, you can't really say that because... I mean, you would listen to a Janet song constantly. Right.
But when it's the same four songs, it's like, that's what's wrong. See, that's what's wrong with radio, is that they play the same four or five songs every hour. Well, apparently they do because it's the people, those same four or five artists are still being helmed as like, oh my God, these are really big artists. Like, they're number one.
Where are we?
We're in Maywood. That's where we're at. You're fine. Don't worry about it. We're going to get home.
This looks very industrial and rapey.
Well, maybe you're meeting your demise. Anyways, I don't know.
It was good. It was perfect. I loved it. And no one could convince me otherwise.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm really excited to hear the album. I really do want to know. The thing that I like about Adele is that she is like George Michael. She is like Janet. She is like what Madonna used to be like, because really Madonna's not writing any of her music anymore, it seems. She is like these types of artists that pour themselves into their work and into their lyrics, and I love that.
Red light camera reported ahead.
You know what's weird? I was thinking this. Janet Jackson has never had a song that made me cry. Mm. Whitney Houston never had a song that made me cry. Although I'll Always Love You is a good song, it didn't make me cry.
Yeah.
But like Mariah Carey's had songs that made me cry. Adele has had songs that made me cry. And I'm trying to think of like other Beth Hart. Other artists that would.
But I also think that has a lot to do with the fact that you're like so connected to those artists. You know what I'm saying? Like Whitney Houston never made me cry. She didn't even make me cry when
she died.
Oh. Turn right.
We always forget she's
Thurgood Marshall. There's some shit going on over there. I think you're gonna have to turn.
Oh God!
Right on the light.
Never gonna get home.
You're fine. What was I gonna say? I think it's just a connection that you have with that artist. Like, how do you connect? Like, how they make you connect to that song, and also too, if you really, really like that artist, because like. Madonna really has never made me cry.
No. She's never...
No. Like, I don't cry with Madonna. I mean, I love Madonna, but she's never made me cry.
I'm taking a right?
Yeah.
Turn right on St. Charles Road.
Because clearly it's closed.
Oh, look, it knows the road's closed.
Yeah. And it's really strange because it's only a small part of it. That's okay. We'll just go to the next, like, light and make a right. Or make a left, I'm sorry. But yeah, like, you know, it's how, like, George Michael has made me cry on several occasions.
And I don't think I've ever cried with this song either.
Yeah.
Because all I think, I never, like...
Like, Sarah Bareilles has made me cry. But see, those are artists that I really like.
3/4 of a mile. Turn left on South 9th Avenue.
Yeah, you can do that if you want. Like, Sarah Bareilles has. And I make a
look. Oh, it says take a left on 9th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was 9th. So, I mean, it's just, and you don't really like, not that you dislike Sarah Bareilles, but you don't really like her. So what I'm saying is that there's got to be some sort of connection to you and the artist that makes you feel that certain way. So you obviously feel there's a connection between you and Mariah Carey.
Of course there is.
You want to be like her, which is fine, but
there is nothing wrong with that.
No, well, clearly, duh. But, like, for example, like, Mariah Carey has, to me,
I... That's a turning point, asshole.
I have a deep connection with her as well. So a lot of her earlier stuff can make me cry because it's just like, if I really listen to it and I just kind of get connected...
Headlight, like, camera reported ahead.
She can totally bring that out of me. But Whitney Houston, it's like, I mean, it's sad that she's gone. And, you know, one of my favorite Whitney Houston songs, Predators Crossing the Street. I mean, fucking cross the street. What you call it? So, I mean, like, I can listen to I Have Nothing, and I love, that's like my favorite Whitney Houston song.
If I don't have
but
you,
she don't make me cry.
You.
In 1,000 feet.
You. Get it, girl!
You.
All right, let's get off the topic of Adele. So the Cubs lost. We forgot to mention this in the last episode.
Womp womp.
They lost, which is sad. But at the same time, it's really awesome that they got this far. No one expected for them to get this far. We didn't even expect them to get even close to the pennant. So that was amazing that they even
turn left on South 9th Avenue.
Got to the, you know, the playoffs or whatever. So it's exciting. You know, that part of it is exciting. But it's sad that they lost.
So much disappointment in Chicago.
Oh, my God. There was a collective, like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, my God. We knew you guys sucked.
And they didn't even lose by, like, a little.
No, they lost by a lot.
Bad.
I mean, they
like
were...
one night it was, like, 10 to 4.
No, it was 8 to 4.
Turn right on Chicago Avenue.
You don't have to turn right. You can still keep going straight.
Well, yeah, that's not telling me to turn right here.
No, I know, but don't turn right. Just keep going straight.
God. Are you getting murdered?
Maybe. My luck. Anyways.
So what do we got going on this week? Right. Anything else?
No, well, just, you know.
You're moving.
Moving and stuff, but that's about it.
I think it's, oh my God.
Next week, Tuesday is, or Wednesday, I think. Tuesday or Wednesday? I think it's Tuesday. It's Janet Jackson. She, hopefully, because apparently she canceled her Salt Lake City performance and her Denver performance because she was put on vocal rest by the doctor.
Yeah, see, I don't understand this. And not just her. Anybody that does tours.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck do they put themselves in situations that they have to do that? Like, she should know she has not sung a damn song in 7 years. Yeah. She's got to rest.
Well, I think that's what a lot of the fans were kind of like, beat the horn, girl. A lot of the fans, that's kind of what the fans were talking about, is that, you know, it's a little disappointing. You did so many tour dates back to back to back to back to back without giving yourself a couple days in between to rest. It's like, you're putting a lot of vocal strain on your vocals. Why would you do that? So, I mean, obviously, the people who were going to go see her in Salt Lake, ooh, they were pissed. But so were the people in, don't turn
right on Chicago Avenue.
You're fine. I know where I'm going.
So should I just hit stop then?
Yeah, you can just stop it. So I just think that, you know, I think...
900 feet. Turn right on Augusta Street.
Bitch, I said stop.
Shit. I just think it's really fucked up that she did that. And then she's got vocal rest, but then get this. So she says, you know, hey guys, I'm on vocal rest, doctor's orders. I'm really sorry. I'll see you guys. On our way to, what was it that she was on her way to?
On our way to Hawaii.
Right.
For a benefit.
No. On our way to, oh my God, what was the other city that she's going to? I can't remember. Like, she's going to another city closer over here. And, oh my God, the fans were so pissed. Because they were like, how the fuck are you going to be like, it's only a couple days. Like, how are you going to tell us you're canceling the two dates? And then on Tuesday, the 27th of October. So, you know, this past Tuesday, because for you guys.
What are you going to do if she cancels?
I'll be real pissed.
Because, you know what? This is the thing that sucks about when artists cancel.
Yeah, because you don't...
You don't get the refunds for, like, the administrative fees and shit for the tickets.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. With Ticketmaster, you get refunded all of it. You get a full refund.
But I don't want a refund. I want my own fucking concert.
I want my personal concert. God damn it.
I need her to come back, sit in front of a seat, and sing for me. Well, not really
me, because tired.
I don't really listen
to right, her you much. Don't listen to her that much. But yeah, no.
I like 90s Janet.
I just hope that she doesn't. I'm really nervous because she's playing whatever city she's playing after this one. Then she goes to, I think she plays that city, and then she goes to Minneapolis.
Minneapolis!
Which is...
Oh, no, it's Indianapolis. Indianapolis!
No, it is Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis!
And then she goes from Minneapolis, and she comes to Chicago.
But she's like, oh, it's cold here. I can't see.
I know. I'm just really... I'm really nervous. I am a little nervous.
Especially since you've been waiting since, like, February when you bought the tickets.
I know. Well, we bought the tickets in May, but yes. Yeah. Nonetheless, Mama's been waiting.
I mean, she'll make up the tour date, probably, but
oh,
still.
Oh, of course. But you don't still, wait. Like, I already waited this far, and I've been, like, so... Like, I've been anticipating this fucking date for, like, the last 6-7 months. I want this bitch in front of me, sweating her ass off, and it dripping on me, like, she's wringing out her...
With her wear on my face?
Right. I'm excited, but, of course, I'm also, like, nervous, because it's, like, if... Dude, if she's got a fucking performance on Tuesday the 27th, and then she's got to go perform in fucking Minneapolis on the 1st of November.
Minneapolis!
Or the 31st of October. I am real nervous, because if this bitch is toning around that I'm extra, I need to be on that vocal rest. Make a ring. I'm a little nervous. Let's just say that. Toad's nerves. Anyways, we're gonna let you go because my arm is hurting.
Yeah, we gotta go.
It's already, you got a 40 fucking, you got a 41 second a minute no. show.
Aww.
Oh, dummies. Anyways, and this was Toad's.
Sorry I hiccuped like 40 minutes in.
This is hiccups. This is Toad's. Oh my god, this is stupid.
And this is,
hiccups. Hiccupies.
Hiccup till you suck the dick out.
Ew. Hiccup until the cum comes up.
Ew.
What? Oh my god, you slut bucket. All right, deuces. Bye.
Pisces.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or
well,
just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.